Again, we're holding in Demai. There's the review session, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, and we're talking about purchasing now from different kinds of sellers, and the halachas in terms of how to deal with a Demai, as we'll see inside here. It says halokeach min a palter. If you buy from a palter is a distributor. That means he gets from the farmer and then brings it to, say, like retail shops. So ma'asim are called tfus tfus. When you buy bread that came from the distributor, so you have to take off rashas as demai on each tfus, each kind of bread, independently. Because the fear is that if they look different, the bread, that means they came from different suppliers, and if the wheat came from different farmers, then of course each one may or may not be chayiv in hafrashas midoraisa, and since the hafrashas we're treating them as being really just misafik, it could be different statuses, so each one has its own, each batch has to be tied on its own, each is its own standalone suffix. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Me'achar ala kol, he says you can assume, Rabbi Yehuda says you can assume that on any given day, the distributor gets all of the wheat from the same source, so one hafrasha would be enough for all that batch. However, Mode Rabbi Yehuda, Belokeach min a manpol, if you buy from a manpol, he's like the central clearinghouse, like he has a monopoly over the supplier, so many people bring to him and he sells to many people. Therefore, Shumasim kol echad ve'echad, you have to take a separate hafrasha misafik as demai on each and every one. The pashas means each and every tfus, not each and every loaf of bread. That's the pashas, okay? Yep.
But if you know that the baker bakes with two different molds, you only
have
to take from one.
The rule of demai is if you whatever you know like falls out of the world of suffik. If you know, then you know. But this what you can assume, so you don't know. Because you know, yeah. Okay? Good. Mishnah Hey. Okay, so now, again, another source you're buying from. This time you're buying from an ani. Halokeach min ha'ani, you buy from a poor person. And remember, the ani now gets from lots of food from different people, giving him food as handouts. V'chein ha'ani should not know lo prusos pas o pilche devela. Or instead of buying from the ani, you simply, you know, the ani gave you, like your guest in his house, for example, he gave you slices of bread or chunks of pressed figs. So ma'asir mikol echad ve'echad, each and every little slice of bread or piece of pressed fig need, or whatever you buy from each unit needs its own separate hafrasha as the status of demai, because they're from different sources. Each donor is different. Different amarats donors may or may not actually take the hafrashas. However, ube tamarim uve grogros, when it comes to tamarim, dates, and grogros, that's dried figs, bol venotel, if he has like a whole, you know, you're buying from many different, he has many different figs, let's say, from different sources. This Tana says you can just mix them all up, squish them together, make like a big, like, mush out of them, and like, you know, squeeze them and mush them and mix them. And you can take from the fresh, and you can assume that the distribution of what was and what wasn't ma'aserd, you know, klapei Shemaya, is equally distributed. So when you take the hafrashas, you'll get the proper proportion, you know, representative of all the different donors. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emeslai, when does that apply? That's only bezman she mahamatana meruba. That is only when the gifts that were given are meruba. Literally means a lot, but what it means, the pshat, is that every gift was equally big. Okay, because you'll have a statistical problem if some donors gave big and some donors gave small amounts. Like the example I gave is, if two donors, one gave 100, one gave 1, so you can't now mix them up, pull out, you know, one fig, hoping that's the magic. That fig certainly won't, or two figs certainly won't necessarily have any from the donor give that one. But if each person gives an equal amount, so then you're allowed to. Aval bezman shehamatana mu'etes, if some people give a little amount, ma'asir mikol echad ve'echad, then each and every date will need to have its own little ma'aser taken from it. The principle? The principle, this mishnah goes, the first part is on the assumption that there's yesh bila b'yavish, that you're able to mix up